Is your church digital ministry thriving or just surviving? In our latest podcast, we tackle a question every church streaming online needs to ask. Are we making an impact or just guessing? Next on episode number 483 of the Church Solutions Podcast with Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
Well, hello there. My name is Phil Thompson.
And I'm Steve Lacy.
And this is the Church Solutions Podcast. How are you today, Steve?
I am doing okay. I woke up with a headache, though. It's not going away.
You tend to have headaches once in a while, don't you?
Occasionally.
Is it from working with me? Is that what it is?
That is it. Yeah. It
didn't start
until we started working. No.
It's a long time.
Fortunately, I've been much better in the past. I get sinus headaches, which I guess is related to allergies or stuff like that. But
yeah,
I've been very allergy headache free for a long time. So,
I noticed something the other day. I'm not sneezing as much as I used to. And so I guess it's just the season, but I usually sneeze year round a lot and I haven't been sneezing a lot. So I don't know if that's good or bad. I mean, I guess it's good. Right. So, you had your car yesterday, your Mustang, you had a tuner. You had a guy help you with your tuner. I know this is not anything anybody wants to hear, but I do. How'd that go?
It went okay. I met the guy. He was on his way back from Prescott, which is several hours from here.
Yeah.
And he had an appointment, I think, on the east side of town. And so I met him off the freeway, and he did his magic, and then I went on my way. It was much quicker than I anticipated.
This is a different guy? Because you had another guy before, right?
This is actually the third guy that I've had. This guy's got quite the reputation, though. He's really good. So,
all right. Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear this. So I feel you think a little the problem better. Solved? Problem is fixed?
Time will tell.
Yeah.
Anytime you have a tune, my challenge is I've got to go through emissions next month.
Oh, that's right.
And it takes anywhere from days to weeks for the car to reset once you've had a tune. So,
You know, you should live in Marana. I just found this out, and I wondered why I wasn't having to get my vehicles go through emissions. But in Marana, you don't have to have emissions testing anymore.
And so, really?
Yeah, that's what a guy told me just the other day that was helping me with my brakes on my wife's car. Because I wondered why my Ford Excursion, somebody stole the catalytic converter off it. I'm like, oh, no, how am I going to get past emissions? I don't want to spend a ton of money on this old vehicle. It's 25 years old. But yeah, so anyhow. All right, so enough of this gibberish. Steve's a car guy. So if you're listening out there and you like cars, reach out to Steve.
Yep.
Yesterday, we did a webinar, and we do one every month. And yesterday, we did a webinar called Stream Smarter, How Your Church's Data Can Drive Real Ministry Growth. I don't think that was the exact subtitle to it, but anyhow. So we thought we would talk a little bit about this webinar, do a little recap today.
Yeah. And I had a good analogy just come to mind here that I think is worthwhile with this whole thing. I go and get a physical every year, and I think you do too. And mm-hmm. before you go get your physical, you get blood work done. Mm-hmm. And so then, typically I have that done a few weeks prior to the physical, and then the blood test results come. And so when the doc's checking me out and poking your knees to test your reflexes and doing your blood pressure, and he's also going over all of that. I mean, the gold mine of data. It would the visit would be worthless if without the blood work results.
Right, that's right.
So, So, and it's all just a bunch of data, you know, on where's my PSA levels at? Where were they at last time? Where is this at?
Yeah.
Where's your cholesterol at? You know, what's, you know, you, they can tell a ton, you know. I think the Bible talks about the life is in the blood, and, and, so you can tell a ton from that, that work. So my, you know, segue here is we're running our churches and we're not getting an annual checkup with an expert, and we're not even looking at the data or having it. We don't realize that the data is kind of the indication of how your church is doing. You can learn a lot by just taking, looking at the data and then feeding that data to an expert and identifying, you know, what you want to do with, you know, things. For example, want to be able to pick up grandkids and run around and, you know, so.
And when you say we, you're talking about in general, people involved in ministry don't always, especially leaders, may not always be looking at the analytics. They're busy doing other things.
They may look at a couple of things, you know, like, you know, like people do when they're looking at their health. They're like, oh, my, I know my resting heart rate, or I may know my blood pressure when I go to the drugstore and sit down at one of those things, but that's just surface stuff. So, paralleling that to church. I kind of know what my attendance is. And as you mentioned in our webinar, I do count the offering, right? So, but there's a whole lot more information that will kind of indicate the health of your church and the ability to achieve your goals if you just raise some of that data to the surface and then hand it to hand it to some experts for analysis.
Yeah, and that's a good analogy, the blood work. It's better than my spaghetti analogy yesterday.
I should have thought of it yesterday.
I gave a spaghetti. We're talking about this webinar, and those of you listening or watching are like, where do I see this? Well, you can just go to streamingchurch.tv/webinar. It's not webinars, right? It's webinar. Am I right about that, Steve?
Just webinar,
So streamingchurch.tv/webinar. But there are multiple webinars on there. So you can not only see what we're going to talk about today, what we are talking about, that's the stuff that we've done in the past. And again, we do this because we like helping churches. So that's why we're doing it. So, all right. So analysis. So let's talk about that. You said that data is important, or data, depending on where you're from. So let's talk a little bit about that. What kind of data should leaders be looking at?
So there's summary level data that we talked about, and then there's some other lower level data. And, you know, as we went through the webinar, I put together a list of 10 data segments that every church should be able to look at and pull together and then have it analyzed by a third party. So we, you know, where this all began is we are keeping our finger on the pulse of AI and the changes that AI are bringing to the world. And we recognized that for those that are streaming with us, if you've been to the reporting section, we got a ton of metrics and reports. So every little detail of every visitor that attends your online stream, from where they're attending from, whether they had attended before, how long they stayed, whether they interacted, engaged with people on your service, all of that data is automatically captured and is available to you. So
if you're a streamingchurch.tv customer,
a streamingchurch.tv customer, you're not so much with some of the free services is one of the advantages with the paid services. The free services are going to give you some really inflated view numbers, the top level, you know, kind of the top of the mountain kind of thing. And those are going to be, you know, if they've watched for a few seconds And as they scrolled past your thing, then that counts right. as a view. So those numbers, you know, typically we interface with people. They go, oh, well, I was getting my church of 85 people was getting 3,000 views every week on Facebook, you know, and you're like, you go back and you look and no, you were really not getting anyone that was participating in your service. You know, those kind of numbers. So anyway,
yeah.
I digress here. So, and they're not going to tell you whether the how long people stayed, whether they participated, whether they had a prayer request, whether it was their first time or their 100th time there. You won't right. know any of the information. But with us, and probably with maybe some others, I don't know, I haven't dug into some of the other offerings, we capture all that data. And so we put together a tool, and it's probably been, how long ago? Time flies, 6 months ago, maybe?
I don't remember what happened yesterday, so I don't know.
So anyway, we
put together. It's been a while, yeah.
Yeah, we had partnered, going back a little further, we had partnered with Graham Spencer from MediaMentoring.net, and his whole focus in life is to enhance churches' digital ministry. That's his occupation in life. He has a company. He's come from the broadcast industry. He used to work for God TV, and so he knows his way around the whole broadcasting stuff. So he had put together, and he has an assessment that you go through and fill out a questionnaire, and it'll do an assessment. So we thought, well, we've got all this data. Let's gather this data, borrow some of the ideas that Graham had about defining categories of churches and visions for churches, and combine that with the data that we gather and have some analysis done based on the data based on the goals that you have set for your church or for your ministry and your current and past data information, and do some analysis, and it'll kind of give you a little scorecard of how you're doing and some things you can do short term to some low hanging fruit, some things that are midterm kind of things that would, you know, may take several months to implement, and then some longer term things, you know, based on your history and all of your information. So it's,
and let's give people the website again. It's mediamentoring.net.
Yes, that's MediaMentoring.net. We'll talk about that probably more, a little bit more. But with Streaming Church, it's part of your admin panel.
Right.
So when you log in, you may want to wait a month or two of streaming before you run the analysis, because then you'll have a lot more robust data. Some of the ministries have been streaming with us for decades.
Yeah.
So they have a ton of data.
They have a ton of data. And again, I always like to say this just because sometimes we have new people listening or watching this podcast. It's the Church Solutions podcast, but we have multiple. StreamingChurch.tv is one of our products. The company's JSL Solutions that you started in 2001. So there's a lot of different products that we have, but we're talking about StreamingChurch.tv here, and people can access the Digital Ministry RX. If you're a customer of StreamingChurch.tv, you can access that for free from your StreamingChurch.tv admin control panel.
Yes.
So, anyhow, all right. And look, pray for Graham Spencer, because I want to say this again, because I said this in the webinar, I think. He had just extensive cancer surgery. He's over there in the UK. He's in Scotland. And he did it's public knowledge, because he put a video on LinkedIn before the surgery. And if you want to go to his LinkedIn profile, you know, just go to LinkedIn and look for Graham Spencer. He spells his name a little differently. How do you spell his name? Steve's G-R-A-E-M-E. E-M-E, yeah. So
maybe two E-M's too, but I'll look that up.
But he, I mean, it's extensive surgery. He had jaw, it's in his jaw and his tongue or whatever. And so pray for him. He asked for people to pray for him. And so just do that. All right. I just want to say that because I think, you know, we have our listeners that I'm sure care and will pray for people. All right. So why does this data matter, Steve? You're talking about collecting all this analytics stuff. Why in the world why do I need this stuff if I'm a pastor?
Well, it's kind of, you know, a little side note, free for everybody. The Digital Ministry RX, the name came from, actually, I was watching a commercial for Ace Hardware, and they have Lawn RX, and you bring in a clump of your lawn, and they will go through and analyze and prescribe a healthy, you know, situation for the lawn. So this is exactly the same kind of thing, right? You're just taking all your digital ministry data, bring it to an expert, and have it analyzed, and it makes recommendations. So if you want to achieve the goals, like a green lawn, you want to take some steps to present the information that you have, bring it to a third-party expert authority. And even if you get the report and you get this thing and you dismiss it all. You're like, I don't need to fertilize my yard anymore. I don't need to water it anymore. I don't need, you know, I'm going to go do this. You can do that. You have
self-control. You can take the advice or you can leave it.
Yes, you can take it or leave it. And a lot of times, I mean, I'm sure you're the same way. You get somebody presents this strategy and you either go, wow, that makes a lot of sense. And I'm going to go drive down that path, or I'm going to take what, you know, I learned out of this podcast and apply it to my life, you know, or I just recently read a book that had a big impact on me.
We need to have lunch and talk about that. I want to explore that topic some more with you, but anyhow,
where was I? So, yeah.
So analytics, I've got all these analytics. Why do I need them? What do I do with them? And so all that stuff.
The deal is, if you define your vision and where you want to go, and you gather some data and you bring it forward and you hand it off to a third party, it's going to give you a formula, a prescription for how to achieve that goal. So that's why you would need, you know, if you want to achieve your goal, you know, it goes back to, I want to be able to pick up grandkids and run around with grandkids and play with grandkids, and I come in and then my blood work says that, wow. And cholesterol's off the roof, and I'm, you know, 50 pounds overweight, or, yeah, you know, I can take the doctor's advice and go, here's what you need to do. So it's that same model. I think that ministries don't really recognize that there's information out there and there's resources out there that will help steer you. And it's the nice thing about it, the really nice thing about it, is it's completely tailored to you. So it is based on all of your information. So just like I wouldn't want to go to the doc and have him pull up your blood work and then talk to me about, you know, what I need to do.
Well, that would be terrible. Yeah, if you saw my blood work, oh my gosh, it'd be awful.
So it's unique to you. It's unique to whatever goal that you have for your ministry, and it's based on your own history. So, I mean, why not check it out? So we built it into streamingchurch.tv, and then in the webinar, what we did is we walked people how to do it on your own. If you're not part of Streaming Church, you can still do it on your own. It's going to take a little bit of work.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I know there might be some people like, I'm not a streamingchurch.tv customer. This means nothing to me. But you can actually do this yourself. Before we get to that, I guess I want to emphasize, too, what you're saying. That is, you know, if you don't have data, you're just making assumptions on things. Whether you're, you know, doing stuff online with social media, or even your messages, you know, if you don't really know what your goals are, what your vision is, and then where that's going from the data, you know, you're just guessing, and guessing never works very well.
Yeah, we talked about, and I think I've probably been a part of these circles where the Sunday morning message happens, and well, I'm meeting at a board meeting on Monday night or something like that. And we'll go, well, it felt really good, man. That was just a really good message. I remember I used to attend Chuck Swindoll's church in California. And because it was in my neighborhood, and I was it was great. And it was just a mega church. If you're not familiar with Chuck Swindoll's church in California, the First EV Free of Fullerton. And I got married and we moved about 30 miles away. And I went, so it was really inconvenient to go back to that church. But there was a church that started in a high school that was right down the street from us. And my wife and I said, let's go check this out. Anyway, and I went and I was like, wow, this pastor was so good. The message was so good. I said, this place is going to blow up. I mean, he was Swindoll minus, you know, and
on steroids.
And that never happened. So that church was we joined that church and we were part of that church for a decade out in Southern California. And
it just didn't grow.
It grew a little bit.
Yeah.
And it went through its ups and downs. But my premonition was, you know, let's get in on this on the ground floor because this is going to be a 2,000 member church in a year and a half, you know, and just because the message I thought was just really good and really, you know, but anyway.
And in your opinion, why didn't it take off?
Well, I was going off of just no facts and data, right? I was just, the feeling was really good. You know, okay. I really got a lot out of this message and I met with the pastor and thought, you know, this guy's really gifted. And,
sure.
But we didn't have any, I didn't go back and look at analytics about, you know, there's a bunch of factors that go into growing a church as those that are listening understand.
Yes, absolutely.
So, and it, as the church went on, I'm sure they gathered some data and some information that we just completely neglected. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just didn't realize could be valuable.
Yeah, I think that growth can happen. I used to say, well, you know, if you're not growing, you're doing something wrong. And I've kind of modified that a little bit over the years now that I'm older. So I'm not saying analytics will guarantee growth, but it will. I think it would certainly help. It would certainly help keep you on track.
Yeah. And I think it will. And when you, I think it's necessary for health. So in order to look at your information and analyze it, that's going to, you know, it's going to tell you whether you're moving in the right direction or not.
Yeah. Before we run out of time, let's talk a little bit about the do-it-yourself thing. And you get into really a lot of detail in the webinar. So again, if anybody's interested in this, just doing it yourself, you can just go to streamingchurch.tv/webinar and look for the Stream Smarter webinar. You get into a lot of details on how to do it yourself. But can you just touch on that for a moment
or
two?
Sure. So the idea is to gather some top-level data, and I provided a list of 10 top-level areas that were, you know, and some of the ones that you probably already, my giving, I track my giving, I track my attendance, you know, those are on the list, as well as, you know, small group participation, engagement, are people moving, you know, what they, you know, I call through the funnel of becoming, going from observer to attender to participant to leader. You know, is how much of that is happening? There's 10 different areas. So you just gather that information and write them all down. I stuck them in a Word document, and the Word document was like 2 pages long, and all over these 10 areas, you know, just gather all those metrics, gather that, and then define your vision goal for the church, which a lot of ministries have already done. And then feed it a little bit of an about me, you know, tell me about the church, which is you can either write up, you know, your about me on the church, or I was recommending that you use AI and just put the church URL into your favorite AI tool and say, describe this church to me. You know, what's this church all about? And so you take all of those pieces of information, and I was just copying, pasting them into a Word document. So you take the goal for the church, you take all of your analytic data for the church, you take your about me, and then you ask the expert, so-called expert, to, you know, based on all of this data, what would you recommend in the short term, in the long term? What's some things I can do right away if I want to achieve these goals based on my data? And crank it into one of these AI engines. So when I did it manually, I was like, did this thing go to sleep on me? It took like over 5 minutes for it to crank, because you're feeding it a lot of information and it's analyzing all that information. And then it'll come back and just give you a report. What I did in the prompt was specify what I wanted the report to, the sections of the report I wanted. Like I mentioned just before, give me a summary of how I'm doing. Give me some short-term things I can do, some longer-term things.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
I neglected, I think, to mention this in the webinar, but this Word document that you put all this stuff in, if people want that, they can just reach out to us and we'll give it to them.
Yeah.
So you just send us an email, support@streamingchurch.tv, and Steve will send you off the document.
Yeah,
because it's free, you know, and you can look at it.
You're going to get, there is an art to what they call prompting AI tools. And the better your prompt, the better the result you're going to get out of it. So if you don't elaborate well what you want and how you want it to act and do, then you might not get as good a result. So anyway, we have the prompt and all the areas that are necessary for it. So and it's free.
Yeah,
and it's just, it's kind of, it's interesting. I mean, you've done the personality profile tests that have been around forever.
Yes.
So there's a little bit of a fun with that as well, right? And you kind of go through and you go,
yeah, it's fun to kind of learn a little more about yourself and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's the same way about your church, I'm sure, and what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is good. Yeah. So if you're into analytics and details and those kind of things, which many people are, check it out. Do it. And if you have any questions about that, just reach out to us. We're running out of time here. And speaking of doctors, I have to see my cardiologist today. But we can help you in any way we can. We'll certainly do what we can. And you can just go to streamingchurch.tv. Then you can chat with us. Or if we're not there, there's still a chat box in the bottom right. And just reach out to us and we'll get the message and we'll come back to you and we'll do whatever we can to help you. So, all right. So we're out of time, Steve.
All right. Well, it's, follow up with us. We're here to help. That's our, as I say, our ministry is to help your ministry.
Yeah, that's very true. All right. And folks, thank you for spending some time with us today. Be sure and subscribe to the Church Solutions podcast and you'll never miss one. And give us a rating if you want. And as always, give us some feedback. He's Steve Lacy. My name is Phil Thompson. Please take care of yourself and each other. And we'll catch you again on another episode of the Church Solutions podcast.